The Perfumer's Secret, written by Fiona McIntosh and read by Madeline Leslie. I finished, hoping my storytelling was working. Mercifully, Monsieur Planck nodded, and I hoped I wasn't imagining the brief eruption of respect I noted in his expression. "How about some olibanum?" he said. "Perfect, of course. It remains woody but strikes a citrus chord, so that freshness will ride through the smokier flavours. And if you do decide to use the fresher bergamot, then the olibanum will modify it. It will, of course, enter the realm of exotic with the addition of olibanum resin." "Because it echoes frankincense," his colleague offered, hopefully, trying to rescue us from the brink we'd been leaning over. "Indeed. And I, for one, can't wait to smell that fragrance. May I offer some further feminine intuition?" They nodded helplessly. "Perhaps a greener smell with some water hints might also work." I breezed, hoping my fresh enthusiasm felt like a blast of orange or lemon into sandalwood. And my new mood worked. Suddenly, we were back on the level footing of gushing new bride and the older, indulgent male. "Well, thank you, madame," Planck said, infinitely more sincere in his tone than when I'd arrived. "You have given me something to think on." "Any time, sir." I left it at that, although words backed up behind my closed mouth. I was finally taking some of my father's well-intended advice. "Say less, listen more," was a favourite adage of his. I looked at my watch. "Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you for your time. I suppose I should be ensuring all our workers get to their midday meal," I said, hoping the reference to more womanly work would appease. "I will look forward to smelling your finished perfume, Monsieur Planck." They both bowed, and Planck's assistant did another polite click of his heels for my benefit. I hoped I'd climbed back out of the pit I'd dug for myself. Perhaps I would take Amory's advice and stay away from his laboratory. I refused, however, to stay away from ours, not now that I'd made a decision to dream up my new perfume. I would defy Henri, and yes, I would even defy my father. Nothing was going to stop me using the envied inherent skill I possessed. I was going to be a perfumer at any cost.